Hello, and welcome to The Sound of Science with Sam Hollick and Penny Sarche. Here are this week's science headlines.
A new molecule appears to have a positive effect against HIV. Molecular biologists in California have designed a chimera molecule consisting of two RNA components. One component is designed to prevent the HIV virus from replicating, whilst the other part is engineered to move its partner and to bind and neutralize virus particles in the blood. Whilst the molecule cannot cure HIV, it may help slow the replication of the virus in patients that have developed resistance to other antiviral drugs.
NASA is looking into using lasers to launch space rockets. Microwaves or laser beams would transfer energy from a facility on the ground to a liquid propellant in the rocket. This would then boil and be expelled as a hot gas, propelling the vehicle into space. This would mean rockets would not have to carry all their energy source as a combustible fuel, so it could carry up to four times more than a conventional rocket, and be reusable. This technology would allow most of the launch system to remain on the ground, so it would be easier and more affordable for smaller institutions like universities to launch their own satellites.
A team in Oxford have been using lasers to convert non-superconducting material into a superconductor. Andrea Cavallari, who led the work, explains what a superconductor is.
A superconductor is a state of matter in which the electrons, which normally transport current with resistance, lose this impediment and they go through a crystal lattice without scattering or without being stopped.
This means that current can be transported through the material without any loss of energy, like light travelling through a vacuum. Cavallari and his colleagues used a pulse of light to induce a form of copper oxide, which can exist as both an insulator or a superconductor, to switch from its normal to its superconducting state.
Pretty exciting the fact that you can take a light pulse and control the nature of matter in the same way that you could take, I don't know, a piece of glass and turn it into copper. There's something alchemic about it.
This is an entirely new finding. Previously, the team has succeeded in turning insulating materials that cannot conduct electricity into materials that can conduct electricity, but with low efficiency. This new experiment brings the field closer to developing materials that can exist in superconducting states at easier-to-reach temperatures, with possible applications in electronics and frictionless mechanics like the bullet trains in Japan.
Carbon nanotubes can help plants to grow faster. Researchers dissolved the microscopic tubes in water, which was then taken up by chickpea seeds. This led to greater shoot length, root growth, and water uptake in these plants. This could be useful in drought-affected regions, allowing plants to make the most of the available water. Potentially, it could also improve the use of plants for cleaning up toxic spills, as these nanotubes can be used to absorb toxic metal ions.
Research by a group of geochemists suggests that coal may be responsible for the Permian-Triassic mass extinction. This extinction event occurred 250 million years ago and killed off over 90% of marine organisms and 70% of land species living at the time. Scientists have long puzzled over how volcanic eruptions, which frequently occur during this period, could have caused such devastating consequences. The discovery of sediment layers that resemble the fly ash produced by modern-day coal burning suggests that the extinction may have occurred after magma underground hit a layer of coal, causing a large explosion and huge clouds of ash to form and spread across the planet.
That's all for this week. Join us again next week for more science news.